This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Drew Early, the CEO of Decatur Memorial Hospital, joins us this morning. Drew, thank you for moving your time to today so we could do our fundraiser yesterday. We appreciate the flexibility.
Glad to do it, and hope you had a lot of success yesterday.
Yeah, we did. Raised a lot of money. Someone's going to win 100 grand, so it's all a win-win. All right, let's talk about the announcement yesterday from the governor's office and from the Illinois Department of Public Health. I know it's not the number that we want it to be, but more vaccines is a great story.
Oh, without question, and we are geared up and ready to go. You know, the community has really come together, all of the healthcare providers. I've got to give credit to everyone, you know, DMH, St. Mary's, Crossing Healthcare, the County Department of Public Health, all the physician groups. I mean, we're all pulling in the same direction here. The great news is that as vaccine hits this county, we are getting it in arms as soon as possible. Of course, we want more vaccine in the county, but the residents here in Macon County can rest assured we are not sitting on it. When we get it, we are dosing it, and that's the important part right now.
All right, we talked to Tanya earlier in the show. We talked to the mayor. What's your sense of why there is such a disparity here in Macon County versus Sangamon County or Champaign?
You know, I wish I knew, and you know, certainly we all wish we had more. You know, I think some of the numbers in Sangamon County are certainly going towards the National Guard supported distribution, but you know, we continue to lobby our elected officials and make sure that our voices are heard here. We've talked with a number of them over the course of the last few weeks here to really make sure that we don't get forgotten here. So we're optimistic that numbers will start to turn in a different direction.
And you're optimistic, too, that we have the resources in place to be able to sort of operate and make that happen in a very efficient way if we get more doses.
Without question. And, again, this just speaks to the collaboration across this community and, you know, really coming together to do the right thing. There is zero competition amongst healthcare providers on this topic. And when it comes to, you know, improving vaccine distribution, we've been talking weekly with, like I said, with the health department, with St. Mary's, with DMH, with Crossing Healthcare, in order to just make sure that we're all pulling in the same direction. And we've got plans in place to scale up distribution to levels that are 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, maybe even 10 times as many as we're doing right now.
All right. Well, I hope. Do you feel, you know, with the Biden administration, you know, at least claiming that they're going to have enough vaccines produced for every adult in the United States of America by the end of May, do you feel like we're at, you know, one of those Malcolm Gladwell tipping points here with vaccine that it's all going to just sort of come in a rush?
Well, I certainly hope so, and certainly as we add a third vaccine into the market, and that's, you know, and the existing two vaccine manufacturers continue to ramp up their production, you know, all signs are pointing to the right direction, and if we can, you know, continue to get people to, you know, to understand that this is a safe, highly effective vaccine, all of them, any one of the three vaccines are all very safe and very effective, and if people say, yep, I'm ready to get it when it's my turn, that's going to help all of us out, and we can put this in the rearview mirror.
Okay, talk to me a little bit about, and I know it's just anecdotal, but what are you hearing from employees? What are you hearing from patients? What do you think the threshold is there in the community about people who are willing to get the vaccine versus those who are not?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, as we've started to do this, we have national data is showing that about 60% of healthcare workers are choosing to get vaccinated. We're a little bit better than that here. But, you know, that's to this point. Every day we've got people are coming up and saying, you know what, okay, I'm ready now. So we're getting ready to plan another vaccine clinic for our colleagues next week. We'll start to continue to ratchet that number up. So I think adoption has been slower than I'd hope, but we also have to realize this is the largest vaccination initiative the globe has ever seen. We are really right now, the goal is to vaccinate the entire population of the globe, and I think we can't lose sight of that. This is such a big lift, and we're making tremendous progress, and certainly, you know, if we were talking a year ago, this wasn't even part of the plan. I mean, you know, obviously the last 12 months, nothing has gone to plan. However, having a vaccine available and being able to get it into arms, that's just incredible.
Yeah, I think, as you just mentioned, vaccinating the entire globe and doing it in a time frame that has never existed before.
Exactly. And you know, we'll look back on this, and I think when everybody can step back and take a breath and realize the magnitude of this and the importance of it, I think it'll be huge. But, you know, generally, here in Macon County, again, the vaccine numbers we're getting right now are certainly lower than we'd all hope. The good news is, though, is all the clinics we're offering are full. So up until this, you know, or now and going forward, we've got plenty of people who want the vaccine, and we're ready to give it.
I love the technology, Drew. We're visiting with Drew Early, CEO of DMH. You know, I'm on your main page right now, and it was updated a minute and a half ago. I know exactly how many patients are waiting in the emergency room. I know what the average wait time is. You know, how much is this digital communication done to improve healthcare, and then just your customer's experience?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, you're on a computer. A lot of people are on a phone. That is frequently the first place that our patients are interfacing with us, whether it's to check wait times in the ER, whether it's to put themselves in line at our Express Care, or to do a complete virtual visit on their phone. This is how people are starting to interact with us. And we've talked a lot, Brian, about how has COVID shaped things? How has it been an accelerator? Well, certainly the adoption of these new virtual technologies, there's no question these are here to stay. You know, something else we're really, really excited about, and it's, you know, just talking about how has this changed things, and how do we adapt to our patient needs and wants. One of the things that we're really excited to bring to the community is we're working on some drive-through lab services. Now, as we went through this, the idea of drive-through healthcare was just absolutely crazy. However, with testing, with vaccination, as we start to do this, we saw that there was a real demand from the community. So we're in the planning process right now, and by late spring on the DMH campus, we're going to have a drive-through option. It's going to be three lanes, a building that will be on the north end of our campus, connected to the buildings, so people can drive up, they can get their lab draws. If we're still vaccinating at that point, you can get your vaccine. Again, a really, really convenient way for patients to get care. This is something we weren't thinking about a year ago, but we've got to adapt to it, and we're really excited to bring that to DMH and for an option for the community members here in Decatur. We think it'll be great.
All right, finally, before I let you go, let's talk a little bit about careers in health. And I think we're going to be taking a little deeper dive into this with the EDC, and we're doing a series of Zoom videos and podcasts about this. You guys are hiring, and as the world has changed so many jobs forever, a career in healthcare is about stability. I mean, you really have people coming out being able to write their own ticket because there's such demand. Talk to me about a few of the careers and the possibilities that are available with Memorial Health System.
Yeah, you know, obviously, nursing is always at the forefront. You know, that is without question the most visible, and nursing offers such a tremendous career with such an opportunity for varied experience and career growth and development. But there's also things like in medical imaging, you know, the need for radiologic techs that are, you know, actually, and they're doing the diagnostics and taking the images, and the technology that these folks are working with every day and working by, you know, just some tremendous physicians. That's a great route for people to explore. Also, laboratory. You know, we've been talking about all this testing over the course of the last year. Well, somebody's got to do that testing. Somebody's got to, again, work with really, really high-tech machinery that's super precise, and to be able to get down to a molecular level on a specimen and determine what's going on. You know, laboratory science is a great career as well. Again, just such high demand, high impact, something that people really don't think about. Respiratory therapy is another one. You know, as we're coming through this, respiratory therapy, they're really kind of been a key player in our COVID response, and the needs in respiratory therapy are huge. So anyone, there's really a fit for everyone in healthcare, and we hope that young people here in Decatur and Macon County really start to give it some thought, because we know that there's no better way to develop healthcare professionals than, frankly, to grow our own and to have them be local people that are going into this line of work, and we'll be ready to hire them when they're out of school.
All right, Drew, we appreciate it. Have a great week, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Drew Early, CEO of DMH.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.